When I was living in Southern California for 2 years during my 7-year journey, I was contacted by a dolphin researcher named Roberta Goodman, who lived, at that time she lived on the Big Island, and she was contemplating moving her entire business to Bonaire, the island in the South Caribbean, where there was a young man who had a vision of creating the world's first wild dolphin sanctuary. And she was contemplating moving to participate in that, and she asked me if I could enter into telepathy with those dolphins to see if they would be willing to swim with humans and to interact in that way. I had had telepathic encounters spontaneously, but never at will. So it was a good exercise in practicing that. It was incredible. Those months were just remarkable. So I want to tell you about, okay. So after she asked me, I was impressed that she thought to ask them first before showing up and trying to make something happen. A lot was at stake for her. Moving her life and her business to Bonaire was a very big deal. She asked if I'd be willing to tune into the Bonaire Dolphins to ascertain if they were willing to work with her. Intrigued by the idea of connecting with the new pod of physical dolphins in this way, I offered to give it a try. The next morning, I set myself up to meditate. I took the same approach with this endeavor that I've taken with all my inner journeys. Even though I had never attempted telepathy at will before, I knew that a larger aspect of me, my spirit, was fully capable of this form of communication. Sitting on my bed with my back against the wall and my spine erect, I closed my eyes and focused on my body and my breath. When I felt calm and still, I said inside myself, "Spirit, it is my intention during this meditation to enter into telepathic communication with the physical dolphins that reside off the coast of Bonaire in the South Caribbean. I don't know how to do this, but I know that you do. I surrender this meditation to you for this purpose. I give complete permission for my frequencies to be adjusted in any way to allow this communication to occur." Then I relaxed, let go, and allowed the meditation to unfold naturally. I sat in the silence and waited. My mind was quiet and clear. My attention was focused on my body and my breath. Sure enough, pretty soon I felt my body energy begin to shift. It was subtle at first, an ever so slight tingling sensation that permeated my body. Gradually, the tingling got stronger. Then, all of a sudden, I sensed that I was in the presence of a young male dolphin. I didn't have a vision of him, rather I felt his energy. It felt like he was swimming around me at very high speed. He was energetic, enthusiastic, and very playful. I felt his excitement both inside my body and in the air around me. Within myself, I told this young dolphin about Roberta and her dolphin research work. I told him that she was considering moving to Bonaire to participate in the Wild Dolphin Sanctuary project. I asked if his pod would be willing to work with Roberta. Would they be willing to swim with humans? Yes, 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 tell her to come. I heard and felt him say. He was very excited about the idea of swimming with humans. I giggled, he was so cute. I thanked him and felt his energy dissolve. I came out of my meditation surprised and excited that the communication happened so quickly. A tiny part of me doubted that it was real, but I knew that it was. I hadn't expected it to be that easy. I'm going to fast forward. The idea was this juvenile probably didn't have the power, the authority to speak on behalf of and so it was probably best to ask to speak with an elder. Okay, so I had my next assignment.
Who, that was your idea? Or
no,
was
it was
her?
The Roberta.
Roberta.
Yeah, the other woman.
Okay.
Yes.
Really wise. Yeah. And respectful.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. So the next day, I entered into meditation in the same way. This time, I asked to be connected specifically to an elder of the pod. I gave permission for my frequencies to be adjusted, and then I relaxed, let go, and entered into the stillness. After a short time, I sensed a presence. This presence seemed wary. This felt like a very large male dolphin, and he was keeping his distance. His energy felt cautious and protective. He seemed to be checking me out to see if I was safe. His wariness was new for me and a little puzzling. Up until now, the dolphins had always been very open and receptive toward me. It seemed this dolphin was protecting his pod. I didn't know what kind of dolphin this was, but I certainly respected his caution. I simply remained open to contact. After a while, I felt him retreat, and my meditation came to a close. It turned out that she thought this was a pod of bottlenose dolphins, and they're the ones that get captured for shows. Oh, so wow. Once I knew that, I was like, okay, well, he has a right to check me out and see who I am before he makes contact. Over the course of the following days, this new dolphin began floating in and out of my consciousness. When I felt his presence, I asked his name. Nothing came. I thought up names to call him, but none of them fit. One night, a few days after my first contact with this elder, David and I went out for dinner to a popular Thai restaurant in Del Mar. It was the first time we'd eaten there. The restaurant was packed and noisy. The energy was high and vibrant. It was a fun place. It was fun to be there. After we placed our order, I felt a presence envelop me. I looked at David and said, "I think this dolphin elder is here." David closed his eyes and nodded. He felt the presence too. I said to David, "He wants to scan me. I need to give him permission to see all aspects of me." In the middle of this crowded restaurant, I closed my eyes, connected with the energy of this dolphin, and gave him permission to see all of me. In the middle of this busy restaurant, the dolphin scanned me. I sensed him swimming through me and around me. He was looking deeply into me, into my now, into my history, and into my heart. There was nothing invasive about his explorations. He was observing me without judgment, with curiosity. It felt quite intimate to be so fully and completely seen. It also felt respectful and familiar. When the scan was complete, the dolphin's energy gently withdrew and dissolved. The whole process lasted a matter of minutes. I opened my eyes and was startled to find myself in a crowded, noisy restaurant. Without realizing it, I had entered into a whole other realm with this dolphin. Where we were, that restaurant did not exist. The next day, so apparently the elder dolphin was satisfied by what he saw in me. The next morning, my telepathic communication with these dolphins shifted to a whole new level. And this is the last piece I'll read to you. When I entered into meditation and gave permission for my frequencies to be adjusted for telepathy, I asked that this adjustment be fine-tuned so that I could receive the dolphin's messages in English words. Mm-hmm. I let go of my intention, relaxed, and allowed my internal experience to unfold naturally. I focused on my body and my breath. Within a few minutes, my body energy began buzzing intensely. Then, in a moment, I was startled to find myself in the midst of an entire pod of Bonaire dolphins. I wasn't seeing it, I was sensing it and knowing it. There was tremendous excitement. The dolphins were having a grand celebration. One of the dolphins, I sensed it was an elder, had just died. The pod was ecstatic. Where am I? A new dolphin was being elevated to the leadership role of the pod, the same dolphin that had been visiting me. This is more than telepathy. I'm not just hearing words that tell me what's happening. I'm living this. Dolphin has transported my energy and consciousness through time and space. I am with this pod of dolphins off the coast of Bonaire. I'm feeling what they're feeling, experiencing what they're experiencing. I marveled at these dolphins' perception of death. Their celebration of it. Mm-hmm. I felt incredibly honored to be included in this rite of passage. The moment my consciousness appeared in their midst, they opened up and let me in. The whole pod accepted my presence without question. They trust me. This was truly a profound moment for me. I was overcome with gratitude for their unconditional love and acceptance. There was no sense of time when I was with these dolphins. At one point, I felt myself a distance away from the pod. Their new leader and my new friend was floating by my side. Inside myself, I heard him say, "Call me grandfather." Oh. Of course.